Okay, we're back again. This is Alan Crockett, Director of Member Communications for ACEC, and I'm your host for this segment of Engineering Influence Podcast. And we are really, really honored to be joined today by Phil Hauser, who just a few moments ago was presented a Community Service Award by ACEC for his passion and his impact on making the quality of lives better for those around him outside of his profession. Phil, give us an idea of, you've been known about this award for a long time, but give us an idea of standing there with that beautiful plaque in your hand.
Well, I can tell you that is a beautiful plaque. It's a lot heavier than I thought it was going to be, among other things, but it's gorgeous. And it was quite an honor standing up there. It's a little more intimidating than you think it might be when you, with all the spotlights on you up there, it's hard to see anyone. And you kind of have to try to remember to smile because I know the camera's on me. But no, it was honestly quite an honor to hear the applause and after that, then to hear Linda start reading about the accomplishments that I had no idea they were going to do that. I thought this was going to be a quick one. And quick here's one. Here's Phil, and
here's Phil,
thank you very much. Yeah.
No. We always, with this kind of award, we always want to explain a little bit. And I read the bio, and I read the list of all the things you're affiliated with, and this is just a brief summary. But it seemed very extensive, you know. You seem to have a knack for, you know, leading or playing a leadership role with an organization and helping them find the ability to expand or renovate or improve their facilities and stuff.
Right.
Is that a little bit of the engineering training coming out that you're sharing?
A little bit of engineering training and maybe a little bit of salesmanship, trying to win jobs and explain why it's needed, why it's necessary, and then working with the board of directors to get things moving and being interested in that type of thing. But, yeah, and it's just a desire to do the best you can for the organizations and facilities that serve the community you live in. It's just a wonderful thing, and it just seems kind of natural to me. I don't know that it was.
You don't know where
it's
that,
not. I'm not
that
sure
passion
it's,
comes from, or
well, it's a passion for wanting to do the best you can. The it's like being in Boy Scouts or an Eagle Scout. It's the humble service to others. You know, it's one of those things that's kind of been ingrained to me from a young age by my folks, and it's almost a responsibility, not quite a duty to. Give back to those who help you make a living.
Well, you know, your the brief summary that was read to the audience, you know, talked about, you know, your leadership positions for Passavant Area Hospital as a chair. You helped them lead a successful $65 million campaign, infrastructure improvement campaign.
Well, and that was
how hard was that?
Well, that was probably 25 years ago, so that would probably be $100 or $150 billion project now. But that was a very interesting project. The board was for the hospital. It's Passavant Area Hospital. It was comprised of 16 members from the community, and none of them had any engineering, architecture, professional experience. They were bankers, lawyers, housewives, farmers, what have you. And so I took the lead on that. And as we looked at our hospital, that was a very old hospital from the 40s and 50s.
Okay.
And so it had asbestos and...
it was a dire need.
It was an old hospital that in dire need of a facelift and a functional upgrade to make it viable for the... at that time, coming up on the 21st century. So it was quite a challenge. It was a 5 or 6 year process. And, you know, it involved moving, involved 16 floors or wings and moving everybody in the hospital out of their zone to another one in the meantime so you could work on one wing at a time. It was quite a project. It was very interesting. And while I wasn't the contractor or the designer, I was the hospital representative. The CEO had no idea. He was trained in healthcare, and he had no idea what to do or how to do it. So I spent a lot of time there.
Yeah, he led those major renovation decisions to the expert.
He did, and that was that's a little bit scary and a little bit humiliating to know that there's that much at stake.
I was particularly interested in the as the head of the Jacksonville Area Industrial Commission. You know, you helped create, you know, I guess you got a $2 million facility upgrade for the YMCA. But as the head of the Industrial Commission, you got two new industrial parks built.
Right. That's the Jacksonville Jacksonville Area Industrial Corporation was a nonprofit corporation created by the city and the area communities to promote, not quite as a chamber of commerce, but as an entity that could purchase ground if needed and develop as needed areas for commercial development to bring jobs and businesses to the Jacksonville area at the time. And we built one in a year, and it sold out in 6 months, so we had to do another one. And that was awesome. So it worked out really well, but we did one on, you know, they were 10 miles apart on opposite ends, and Jacksonville has, at the time, had a couple of interstates around it, and so one was on one end of town and one on the other. It was
okay.
It worked out pretty well, but it's, you know, and then you turn it back over to the county or the city to let them run it, but just getting the ball rolling.
I'm sure it made a huge difference.
It did.
Now, tell me about your involvement with the Boys and Girl Scouts. That seems like a passion.
That's a passion, yes. Well, Boy Scouts started for me in the Cub Scouts as a third grader or so, and going up through all the Cub Scout levels, Bobcat,
yep,
bear, lion, there, bear, I wolf, whatever all those are. I don't remember there the order, but Weeblos. And then went into Boy Scouts. I ended up with my Eagle Scout. My father had his from 1944. I got mine, and then my son got his Eagle, so we're three generations. So I feel very strongly about the value of Boy Scouts. They teach honesty and integrity and leadership, things that are not taught in school. It's things you have to experience, and to have a group of people learning how to jointly function with teamwork and leadership and sharing. And it's a great experience, and I just feel it's very worthwhile for boys. So I went from scout, junior assistant scoutmaster, all the way through, and I ended up serving on the council, our whole council. And then actually, after my son got his Eagle, I stayed on the council for the Boy Scouts, but then I got active in the Girl Scouts. And it's a lot more interesting with Girl Scouts being a male that I couldn't take our troop on campouts because they wouldn't let the men and the women go together. Right. So I could arrange it, but then I had to leave for the evening or I couldn't sleep in the same tent. And it was just a real different experience.
Sure.
And but the leadership for the girls and the outdoor experiences, it's just so rewarding. And it's very essential for young people these days to get outdoor nature experiences.
I understand that. Yeah, well, my mom was a Cub Scout. And mother.
Very good.
I went up through the Boy Scouts. I don't remember what's the level under Eagle.
Life Scout. Life or Star?
Star,
yeah.
I finished as a star.
Yeah.
Then
that's still wonderful.
Then I discovered sports and girls.
It's pretty important to become, if you're going to become an Eagle Scout, I teach all of my parents and my friends that it's important to get that before you turn by the age of 14 or maybe 15 at the most, because girls and cars get in the way.
Come in the way, and all of a sudden.
That's the end of it, yeah.
But then your engineering, when your affiliation with the Scouts, your engineering expertise kicked in, and you helped them with a $500,000 capital improvement campaign.
Sure. Well, that's, again, that's just part of it, being on the council and knowing what they need for improving camps and building a new office for the Girl Scouts, doing some rudimentary architecture and getting estimates, and then turning it over to turned out to be kind of a design build contract.
Okay.
So worked out real well, but again, people who have no idea what to do, who to turn to, how to do it, so I just offered to step in and see if it worked.
Which one of these, or maybe several of the others that we just didn't have time to mention of your involvement, your affiliations as far as community enhancement, are you most particularly proud of?
Oh boy!
That's like saying which one of your kids.
Yeah, it is exactly, and it would be one of two. The Boy Scouts I spent a lot of time in, but and I'm really proud of that. But I think the hospital upgrade probably was the most rewarding because of the benefit to the community. It was a hospital that was in danger of either being demolished or taken over by another town, another hospital, and we were able to retain that hospital for the community, in the community, and the community really supported it. And the gratitude of all the doctors and the staff and the leadership, it was just really rewarding. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, a well-deserved.
Well, thank you. And you know, it's something that I think every engineer should do. It's the best way. You know, we talk all the time at our conferences about how to improve the image of the engineer, and I don't think there's much of any better way to do it than to become a leader in your community, a volunteer in your community, and someone who will step in and pitch in wherever needed and help bring things to fruition, albeit infrastructure or bricks and mortar. It's still necessary, and the community sees that. It's a very visible sign of the work of an engineer and the help of an engineer and how helpful we can be.
Well said, well said. Congratulations on receiving a 2019 ACEC Community Service Award.
Thank you, sir. And I appreciate it, Alan.
Thank you for spending a little time for us, and good luck to you in the future.
Well, thank you, Alan. You have a great day. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.